This podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
Orlovsky on ESPN is claiming Tua played well against the Niners. I heard him say that he didn't play as bad as people think and all that. He had a shitty game, bro. Okay? There's no bigger Tua guy than I am. None. It doesn't exist in the media, at least. Media. Okay? I'm not talking about fans or, you know, podcasters or anything like that. I'm talking about media. There is nobody bigger, a bigger supporter of Tua and believer than I am. Okay? Had a shit game. Nothing more, nothing less. He did not play like why I think he's elite, why I think he's going to be a star in this league for a long time, because he's deadly accurate, because his anticipatory skills are awesome. His ball placement is sick. And he was not that on Sunday. And those are his elite traits. He's not going to outrun you. He's not going to outthrow you. That's not who he is. He's not the physical freak. You know, it's interesting because, you know, I was thinking about this and why Tua kind of goes under the radar and then it takes a while to get respected. And you go back to Fran Tarkenton and he bounced around. He was first with the Vikings, but then they got rid of him and he was wallowing in the Giants, and then they brought him back and it resurrected his career and he took off and became, you know, one hell of a player. Bob Greasy, you know, comes out of Purdue and Shula picks him, obviously, and because he's on a great team, he doesn't necessarily get all the credit that he deserves, right? For being accurate, for being smart, for being able to run the offense and do all the things that you had to do, because that's worth something. Joe Montana falls to the third round. He's a good player at Notre Dame. Go watch it. But again, not going to wow you with an arm, not going to run like Elway, not going to look like Marino, not going to throw it like Jeff George, none of that stuff is going to wow you. But then he goes and he gets it done. Drew Brees. Dude leads Purdue to a Rose Bowl. A winner his entire time at Purdue. He drops to the second round. No respect. And then he suffers the shoulder injury, which then, whoa, even less respect. And then he comes back and beats him. And then here's Tua Tagovailoa. A guy that, again, oh, no, but he doesn't run like Lamar, or he doesn't have the wheels of Russell Wilson, or he doesn't have the arm of Herbert. He doesn't have the big toughness of Josh Allen and this and that. Yeah, but, dude, all he does is win, and he can throw the ball. And then he has the hip injury, which then also adds to the questions. And then you have, obviously, you're under a dark blanket for 2 years under, you know, Flo. And which doesn't help you. It hurts you in showcasing your skills because you have a coaching staff that doesn't understand offense and doesn't know how to do it. So you think about this, and I guess that's why at times when I would tell people he's the next Montana, they laugh at me. And they think I'm crazy and they think I'm nuts and all that because it's hard to see Fran Tarkenton become Fran Tarkenton. It's hard to see Bob Greasy become Bob Greasy. Nobody thought Joe Montana was going to be the best quarterback to ever live until Tom Brady came around, right? And then Drew Brees, the same thing. Oh, wow, he sucked in San Diego. And, oh, yeah, he played that last year good because they drafted Rivers and he wants a contract. Oh, shoulder injury. He's done. So it's an interesting dynamic that all of these guys have dealt with all kinds of negativity and all kinds of stuff. Now, most of you don't know about this because most of you aren't old enough. some of you that are old enough, I'm enlightening you. I'm reminding you about all the things that each guy went through and why I keep comparing Tua to Tarkenton, to Greasy, to Montana, to Breeze. And you know, people laugh at me. And it's because these are generational quarterbacks. These are guys that don't come through the pipeline much because they don't possess the physical talents of Johnny Unitas, and they don't possess the physical talents of so many other great quarterbacks, or even guys that weren't considered great but really had a lot going for them, like a Steve Barkowski, who had a cannon and was super talented as a passer, and yet he kind of, you know, never really found his way because he was in a bad organization for many years in Atlanta. But these guys, they all had all these roadblocks and doubts and questions and all that kind of stuff, and they fought through it. And for me, as I've watched all those guys and I look at Tua, and the only thing I ever was worried about with Tua, and I always have and I always will be, is injuries. That's it. That's the only negative that I could ever have on him, is durability and all that stuff. And it's a fair thing, unfortunately. It's something you have to talk about. But ability and playing at this level, I have none. I don't question it at all. And I've watched others like him do it, and there's only a few of them. And they only come around once in a while. And it's just one of those things you gotta, I guess, figure out which one it is. And in my eyes, he's always been that guy. When I saw him at Alabama, I said, dude, that's this guy. That's one of these cats that they can play, man. And then all the injury stuff and all that. And those are the concerns. That, okay, well, yeah, you know, he's going to fail because he's going to be injured all the time. And that's the attitude. And I get it. And I understand it. And I had that attitude myself leading into the draft with him because I was worried about his injury history. But I had no concerns whether he can play or not. What I am afraid of, and I don't want it to happen, is I don't want him to suffer a ton of injuries down the line, because the more injuries, the more it takes away from your ability. And he does not have that kind of credit card that he can start losing ability. That's not, you know, you can't do that to Joe Montana, and you can't do that to Fran Tarkenton. You can't do that to Bob Greasy, and you can't do that to Drew Brees, because they have just enough talent to do everything that they need to do. And that's the part that, you know, with Breeze, that was one that, out of all these guys, Breeze was the one, because it had to do with the arm. And, you know, you didn't have a gun as it is. It reminds you of Pennington, who came into the league without an arm. He had an okay arm, and then the injuries made the arm even weaker than what it was. And by the time Miami got him, oh boy, that was loaves of bread that he was throwing. He was a shell of what he used to be, even fresh out of Marshall for the Jets. Still a shell of that. And then with the Jets, he had just enough to get it done at that time. With the Dolphins, he got by with just pure smarts, you know. So it's just one of those things that I think people need to understand when it comes to Tua and all the things that he's fighting, and it's something that others have also fought in the past.